Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, is this Pat Benatar?
You're on your game today with music today.
Sounds a little upbeat, though. This don't sound like the original version.
Well, love is a battlefield. So.
Yeah, I know, but it don't sound like the original version.
Well, it is.
I remember this. Remember this video.
Yeah, when was the last time you watched it?
It's been a while, but the premise was kind of, like, when you think about it now, back in the day, that was a lot for kids to be watching.
Kids were watching it?
Well, because, you know, videos were hot back in the day, and, you know.
Remember when videos were the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are young.
Yeah, not really.
You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah. You kind of missed that. I was the tail end. He was the beginning.
MVP was, like, in the morphing stage.
Yes. It was changing.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up the Pat Benatar video now. We'll watch that on the next break. All right, 215-592-9494. Yeah, we'll watch that next break. Ben Davis on this morning with the morning show as they were kind of starting up and revving up the conversation about the free agency period, right? And you know, this could go a couple different ways to the Phillies. They could choose to really focus their attention on running it back. They could focus their attention more on remaking the team. There's a lot of big-time free agents out there. Ben Davis asked this morning by Joe DeKemmer, what's more likely, bringing everybody back or kind of really reshaping this baseball team? Here is that back and forth with Ben Davis in the morning show.
That they run it back with a lot of the same players, because I think it's their MO. It's what John Middleton wants. He wants to win, and he thinks signing the big name guys are going to get him a championship. And I think Dave Dombrowski he's a big name go-getter. So, I don't think it's the right call.
Yeah, I don't at
all. You don't think it's the right call?
I agree with them too.
I mean, their offense just isn't good enough. And we've seen that since the reason they have not won a championship is because of their offense in the last so many years.
I agree with that.
It's not because of their pitching or their defense or whatever. It's they fail offensively.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That Ben Davis callback was brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse. With exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Next year when we submit for the Marconi, I just want huge transitions as the submission.
I'm sure Ben is thrilled that clip we played of it was sponsored.
He was sponsored. Good job, Ben. Did a good job.
Great job, Ben Davis. Now that we gave him credit for it, what's your take on it, Hugh? What's more likely, they remake this thing or they're going to really focus on bringing as many of their free agents as possible back?
I think Ben's on to something because we did it last year and we were frustrated, but we all bought in. As the season progressed, let's be honest, we were all in. We were red Octobered out with everything being as it was because they did have a really good season. And Topper, that's why Topper was in the discussion for manager of the year. So I wouldn't be surprised at that. People are going to be upset. They're definitely going to be upset. But when you talk about some of the contracts that they have and potentially bringing Schwarber back, and giving Bryce some more money, by the way.
Well, no.
That's what it kind of looks like. It looks like they're going to run it back. They have – see, this is the thing that I think we have to realize. They have a good baseball team. They have a contending baseball team. And that's why, you know, before we got to this point, I remember having a conversation with you, Joe, and I asked you how long was the Dodgers manager there before he broke through?
So he got there in 2016 was his first year.
So he's been – and he had some rough ones. And they had some where they were right up against it.
Yeah, but they did make the World Series twice before he won it. We've only made it once with Topper.
Yeah, but he's made it. And they like Topper. And the fact – I think that the fact that he's up for manager of the year kind of adds weight to that. So we got to figure out how we're going to handle this.
Well, I think that part is important. You know, we talked about what was the word embarrassing earlier. Elliot said it'd be embarrassing to pay Bryce Harper now. Do the Phillies have to worry about the optics? I mean, we had to do an entire pledge this past offseason to get everyone on board with, you know, thinking about the season more than just October. If they run this thing back again fully, I think the Phillies have to worry about fans saying, wake me up in October. There's going to be no buzz for the baseball team if it's the same team.
Yeah, until they start winning again. You know how this stuff is.
Yeah, that's how we go.
It does, but I think we'll get more of next year. Yeah, but, right? Like we
had that this year.
I know, but now it's another year.
But then we did this thing looks different. You know how we do these
things.
Well,
we'll talk ourselves into it. I'm just saying from them, from a business perspective.
Football fans. Well, yeah. I still think they have no problem filling out the ballpark, everything. But, like, I don't agree with ever doing things because of, like, if Howie cared about the optics, Bryce Huff would probably still be here. They'd still probably be trying to make it work. Like, sure. We wouldn't get rid of Jalen Reagor, Carson Wentz. Like, sometimes you screw up.
Unless the fans are right. And on this one, maybe we're right. That this.
No.
Do you think this group, as is going to win the World Series next year?
Running the same exact team back. But, like, I don't even think people who say they're going to run it back believe that they're going
to
do that.
You know what? I forgot to add one part. Is Bader going to be a part of this run back?
Well, he's now a free agent. The way I viewed it, there's four big questions, right? It's Schwarber, it's Real Muto, it's Ranger, and now Bader's part of it.
Like, I don't think JT coming back. No, I'm sorry. I was thinking about
Schwarbs?
No, not Schwarbs.
Ranger.
No, not Ranger.
Bader.
The bad base running.
Castellanos?
Bryce Harper.
We're kicking into the curb, yeah.
Castellanos.
I was thinking about Castellanos.
Get him out. Now, unfortunately, he's under contract. The other guys
but
are not.
I think he might be moving.
I think what I learned from this playoff run is that we're not that far away.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
We're not.
See, like, that's the thing that you're going to have to try to sell the fans on, in my opinion. Because, let's be honest, the regular season, this is a good baseball team, a really good baseball team. It's that postseason. And I think that having Bader on here, it changed the dynamic just a little bit. But the bottom line was the story was still the same.
Like, do we think that the series against the Dodgers looks differently if we have a player that's actually an everyday outfielder that's not Nick Castellanos?
Yeah.
Or even if Bader's healthy. Okay. Well, like, so it's the little things around the margins that I still also believe are the reason why we lost the Dodgers series that I think could get us over the hump.
But there is an assumption to me in what you're saying that everything stays status quo. Like, how do I know? Are we getting the same Trey Turner season? I don't know. Are we getting the same Schwarber season? I don't know.
Probably not.
Now, the 90, where they went, 95, 96 games? A lot of that was because we had Zach Wheeler pitching at a super high level for 4 months. I don't know if that's happening.
We also had a trash bullpen for the first three quarters of the season.
So nothing's ever static, even though some of the players
could be. Like, some things might pick up. I think ultimately it might even out. You know, you might get a little less in some areas, but you might get a little more in others. Like, does Bryson Stott pick up sort of where he left off at the end of the season? You know, like, I don't know. I think I can be personally talked into just some minor improvements around the margins, and I would go in feeling like we have a really good chance.
All right, so my perspective is that I agree with you guys. They're going to probably run it back. I agree with Ben Davis. I think that is probably the most likely thing they're going to run it back. I think they need a boost. So I'm going to give my top five free agents on the market that I want. And I'm going to put it this way. I think to win the World Series, the Phillies need two of these names. I think the Phillies need to get better to get on the Dodgers level. I just think they're missing something. They're not good enough. They're not great enough. So I have five names I wrote down. These are my five free agents I want the Phillies to chase more than anything. And I think they need to have two of these players on their team next year, along with whatever's ready here under contract, like Bryce and Trey and all that. I think they need two of these guys. Number one on my free agent board is Kyle Schwarber. I mean, it's Kyle Schwarber. It starts and ends with him. He's the heart and soul of the team. He's the power hitter they need. You look at their numbers without him, their power numbers, it's hard to construct a lineup for me without Schwarber. I think he's going to age well. He's already aging well. He's number one. Number two is a guy I've wanted for years. That's Alex Bregman. Third baseman, he's a champion. He's had so many October games under his belt. And I think the upgrade to go from an Alec Bohm at third base to an Alex Bregman it would be enormous. He's a big game player. He's a world champion. And everywhere he goes, they win. Alex Bregman is number two on my list. Number three is Kyle Tucker. He's probably going to cost the most. He's in his prime.
He's number one free agent. Cubs, right?
Yeah. He did have a little bit of a down year because of injuries compared to what he's done in the past. So maybe he won't cost quite as much. But he would be a huge upgrade in the corner outfield. Number four, a guy that I think has actually become underrated is Cody Bellinger. He was an MVP when he was very young. And, you know, his career's kind of bounced around. He went to the Cubs and then the Yankees. He could play the outfield well. He could even play first base if at some point Bryce is banged up or whatever. I like Cody Bellinger. And the fifth one is a name that's not a household name, but he's a really, I think, underrated player. Josh Naylor, first baseman. He ended the season with the Mariners. He plays defense. He can run, even though he doesn't look like he can run. He never strikes out. One of the best K rates in baseball. He's the kind of player I would say to Bryce, let's get back to the outfield and put Josh Naylor first base. So my five free agents are Schwarber, Bregman, Tucker, Bellinger, Josh Naylor. I need two of them in this lineup next year to go compete with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, one name, Hugh, I did not put is Pete Alonso. I know a lot of people are on the Pete Alonso thing. Look, he's good.
Tell him why you don't like Pete Alonso.
Well, I just think he's fat. He's going to age poorly. There are certain players that don't age well, right? Like they're not in great shape. And I think he's going to age poorly. I wouldn't be surprised in a couple years if he falls off very quickly. I don't want him. Plus, does anyone like Pete Alonso? Pete Alonso's annoying.
Nope.
I mean, look, if it comes down to it, there's nobody left and they need a bat, I'm not going to turn down 35 home runs. But do you want to root for Pete Alonso?
No.
I don't.
No.
We always talk about the weenie scale. He tips
it the wrong direction. Same take I had with Parsons.
Nope. He was
the Parsons is better than Pete.
The fist pump guy when he was here, right? Like when they swept us, right? He was the one that doing all of the.
He's a lot. He had the playoff pumpkin a couple years ago with the dumb Mets. All right, so it's Schwarber, Bregman, Tucker, Bellinger, and the underrated Josh Naylor. I need two of them in the lineup next year to make this thing go and go win a World Series. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking about Bryce Harper. Hugh Douglas thinks a financial apology is on the way. Kyle is signing off on this. And I am losing my mind. No, I would not pay Bryce Harper more money. Joe is up on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello,
what's
Joe.
Going on, man?
Hey, I got off speakerphone.
Okay.
I agree with Joe. A contract is a contract. And what has Harper really, truly done? When he played for the Nationals, nothing. He leaves and they win the World Series. He comes to the Phillies. What has he done? Truly nothing. Yes, he won one MVP.
Truly nothing?
He went to one World Series.
Oh, okay. So truly nothing. Not just an MVP, the home run that sent the Phillies to the World Series. Truly nothing.
But they didn't win it, did they?
I mean, he's got a point.
So what?
Well,
was it his fault they didn't win it?
He did not have a great World Series.
One guy in a lineup of nine.
Yeah, he didn't have a great World Series for what it's worth. He didn't.
It's baseball.
I understand that.
Okay.
No, look,
it feels like we don't.
No, I think, I'm not saying I agree wholeheartedly with the way Joe framed his career. I think he's been a good Philly, Joe. But the idea of paying a player with 6 years left without any of those things, like without the World Series, without that, I can't do it. It is crazy. It's some of the worst business I've ever heard to give this guy more money. It's bad business.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's what a Phillies put themselves in that position.
Yeah, but doubling down on bad business?
Yes.
That's bad business.
To make him happy. He's not happy right now.
How about making me happy? How about that? Are we doing that? Okay. Joe, what do you got for us? What's the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for?
Okay. It just happened to me this Monday.
Oh, wow.
I'm a valet driver. I work at a Genesis dealership.
Okay.
And I took a loaner car. I went up to a guy's house. He had to go to the hospital because they were going to pull the plug on his brother.
Mm.
I get to his house. I give him the key, and the key's run. I mean, I have the car running. He gets in. He goes to the hospital. I drive back an hour and 45 minutes, and I get to the dealership. He calls me up. Hey, Joe, I can't start the car.
Got the wrong
I gave
key.
Him the wrong key.
Oh, no. Joe, that is a tough one.
You had to say sorry for that? That's it.
How do you not say sorry, Hugh? That's a big apology.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Joe, that's a tough one. It's a bad one. And Joe, we appreciate you sharing the story with us.
Whew. These aren't as salacious as I thought they would be.
Yeah, they're more.
I was expecting doghouse answers with the significant other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually want more of the. Look, we appreciate Joe sharing.
I think I would prefer. We want to more lean salacious. More that way. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just. I want to laugh.
Salacious. Yeah.
And I can't laugh at Joe's story. I feel bad for the guy. Yeah. I mean, that's. But that is giving the wrong key.
Yeah, it can happen because a lot of them. Those Genesis are some nice cars, too, but. I guess it was the keyless entry, key fob.
Didn't you do this to someone recently?
I did my cousin like that.
Yeah.
He was way... he was out of... Like, he dropped me off at work, and he had to use my truck.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And I had my keys in my pocket. So he got the Chick-fil-A, like, somewhere in Lancaster, and was like, cuz, you got the keys? And I said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. So he had to call an Uber to get them to pick up the keys from here to take them where they were. And he told me the Uber lady was mad that she had to do it. He was like, but you knew what you were doing when you took the job. Because, like, I'm not an Uber driver. Some would argue that I am.
Well, no, you are.
But you know what the job is before you take it. And he said the Uber driver came, and she had attitude.
Well, why does an Uber driver need a passenger as long as they get paid for the ride, well, the drive?
They pick up food and other stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he was telling me that she was really bent out of shape. She was bent out of shape.
So that's your takeaway rather than you screwing over your cousin.
And I was like, no, he was okay because we both, like, you know, normally I don't get dropped off at work. So it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it was an honest mistake.
I have a key story that involved Jody McDonald once.
I threw my keys away before.
Well, we remember that. So one time, this was like 10 years ago, I was going to do a show, I forget what time, late at night, and Jody was on before me. And so I left home and I came in, and then I realized somehow I had taken both house keys. So like my wife and kids could not get in the house. Oh. They were locked out and I was here and it was like almost time to go on the air. So, you know, that's a tough spot, right? Like, do I have to like leave the shift? Do I have to, like, what do I do? So I ended up asking for a favor, Jody Mack brought my keys back to my family so they can get in their house. But that was an apology. I'd be like, I'm sorry. I took both sets of keys.
But he was going that way, though, right?
Not really.
Oh, okay. But that's cool.
It was very nice of Jody to do that. But I stole both sets of keys from the house. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Oh, man, listen, man. You know what? And I'm going to keep it real. When we going to start, we always talk about accountability. Right? We hold everybody accountable, including you, Bryce Harper. You dig what I'm saying? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man, for being so selfish, bro. I never thought you would be that type of person to be that selfish and thoughtless of just thinking about yourself, not your team, not winning, not what the owner has done for you since you've been here, man. That is totally selfish of you, bro. And it's not that we taking shots at you. We keeping it real. You went ice cold in the playoffs, man. For the third season in a row. Like, come on, bro. Like, you got to take a look at yourself, bro. You put yourself in the fan shoes and the owner's shoes. Would you give yourself that extra boost right now? Put yourself in our shoes right now. Would you give yourself that extra little couple years of money? No, you wouldn't. Yeah. If you want to be honest with yourself. So look, man, just look yourself in the mirror and understand you have to improve. And improving is not giving you more money, man. When you, I told you last season, if you was to actually help us win the World Series, you know what type of owner we have. He would have gave you that money,
yep,
bro.
Yep.
He would have gave it to you. That's what type of owner. That's the type of man you work for. You dig what I'm saying? You don't have a problem doing that. And I want to say something about the Eagles real quick. Listen, man. Everybody, let's stop worrying. You heard Jalen, man, and I'm going to keep saying it because he said it, and I said it also. He got the list, baby. He's checking off the list. And certain teams is circle. And these next 5-6 teams is circle. You dig what I'm saying? And he's going to do what he needs to do in order to win, man. And we need to and what I want to say with these next teams, listen, man, we got to blitz these dudes, keep them quarterbacks in the box. You dig what I'm saying? And Jalen, I need your time to be on because you're going to have to get rid of that ball kind of quick against Green Bay. because you know they're going to get in that backfield sooner or later.
Oh, that it's a great. Well, it's a good point. Jalen can't hold the ball this week, and he's been better the last couple weeks. But Parsons is going to, he'll be a problem, and they have other good guys too. So you're right; he's got to get rid of the football. Will, what do you got for us? Dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for?
Man, you know what? I did it twice on air, man. You know, normally when I give my hype speeches, I'm always on point with the spelling. But misspelling Eagles.
Well, I like that one. Misspelling Eagles is a tough look for
E-A-G-L-E.
No. That was tough.
That was.
At least he owned up to it.
You know what? He's apologizing, which
he always bounces back.
He does. You know, Will's someone, he's a red light player. You can count on him. Gary in Doylestown. What's up, Gary?
Gary.
Hey, so you can't give Harper more money. You just can't. I mean, could you imagine if Dabrowski or John Middleton or whatever went up to him and were like, hey, you didn't have that good year. We want some money back. How well would that go over?
Well, he would run to Boris and the Players Association in 10 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that ain't how it worked, though.
What do you mean that's not how it worked?
It's not how it worked.
Right, it's not. But because they won, they're not allowed to do that in baseball. They can't take the money away. They paid him. It's guaranteed. But Gary and Hugh, it's not how it works because it's crazy. He would get upset over it. And Gary, if he had 1 or 2 years left on the deal and he's still playing at a pretty good level, that's different. Then, all right, let's talk about this before we get close. He's got 6 years left on this contract.
Yeah, I don't want to watch him play when he – if this is what he is now, I don't want to see him in 8 years, 10 years.
I think we forget the end of Ryan Howard was sad, right? Like he never left until the very end. He was here, and we watched a lot of strikeouts and at-bats that, you know, unfortunately he just wasn't the same player. Gary, what do you got for us? A dumb reason you had to apologize.
So this was kind of like a weekend. I had to apologize a couple times.
this sounds like it's going to be.
So we went out one night, me and my wife, and she got a little too drunk.
She got banged up.
Got banged up. And
you're going to have to apologize for telling the story.
Let him cook.
Got the Irish flu that night. So I was taking care of her. And then my neighbor texted me and said, hey, you want to come over for some drinks? So I said, sure, because she was kind of passed out at that point. So I left her and went to my neighbor's house. Then she woke up looking for me had to come over and was extremely pissed, needed help with obviously the Irish flu.
You thought she was out for the night, but she was not.
She was not.
Yeah.
And she let me know she was not. And so then she went to bed and then she ended up being all right the next morning. I was supposed to go food shopping with her. Well, because I was out with the neighbor at his house, I stayed up way too late and ended up throwing up in the parking lot of Giant because I stayed out too late and I couldn't go food shopping with her anymore.
So not only did you not help her when she was sick, you got yourself so banged up, you threw up in the parking lot.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tough scene.
Gary leaving some key information out of this story, Gary. I just feel like you leaving some key components out because when the wife came over, you kind of jumped around that story. You know you did. I'm gonna let you live though, Gary. But Gary trying to tell the story in a way where he ain't telling the juicy parts of the story.
Well, I don't. My wife still may be listening.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
He's trying not to have to apologize again today.
I'm just saying, Gary. I heard that you trying to clean it up, but you not telling the juicy parts. We're gonna let you live though.
Probably smart.
Well, you know what? If Gary wins, he'll tell us the full story at the Flyers game. How about that?
I'll tell you the full story. Yeah.
Yeah. This sounds like
Gary.
A good
phone call, man. We appreciate it. He's in the mix for the
Flyers.
Did
you see how he strategically tried to tell the story without really telling the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary. Yep. If you get these tickets, damn it, you telling that story. Man. I want the juicy details.
Throwing up in the Giant parking lot on a Sunday morning.
Yeah,
is
but
a tough
scene. I think it got interesting when the wife woke up and came over to the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
See, that's where the party really started.
Well, she
started.
Was obviously upset.
Yeah. And Gary, you left that story out, but I'm going to let you live. Damn it, if you win these tickets, I want to hear that story.
215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni as well. First time since the trade deadline. His press conference coming up. Your calls on the Phils. Bryce Harper, free agency starts today. And would you pay him more? I mean, Hugh Douglas over here talking about financial apologies to
Brian Harper. Financial apologies.
How is no sound? It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long around here at Hatfield. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essentials, sweet Italian sausage, to the Thanksgiving table, people. Check this out. You can elevate your stuffing game to a savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good, your family will be full all day long until it's time to eat Thanksgiving dinner. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sauce at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.